Today's episode is sponsored by Noom. Dieting is tough. I know, I'm in the middle of one. I'm 20 pounds down, and I still got a lot more to go. One of the things that's so tough about dieting is there's too much advice. A million different websites and a million different diet plans, when what you really need is one diet plan, yours. That's where Noom comes in. Noom uses psychology and your own unique biological factors that affect weight loss to help you develop a weight loss plan customized for you. To date, Noom has helped more than 5 million people lose weight. Everyone's journey is different, so your daily lessons are personalized to you and your goals. Active first-time Noom users lose an average of 15 pounds in 15 weeks, and 95% of customers say that Noom is a good long-term solution. This is based on a 3.5-year study of actively engaged Noom users with a minimum starting BMI of 25. Individual results may vary. Visit our website for more information. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. And check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living. Available to buy now wherever books are sold. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com and experience Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. Today's episode is sponsored by Liquid IV. I work out every week, so it's important to stay hydrated. Plus, on top of working out, I've got a 3-year-old whose favorite after-meal activity is to run laps, like the little psychopath that she is. Clearly, I need all the hydration I can get. That's why I like to use Liquid IV for my workouts and just for my daily drinking. Liquid IV hydrates you with benefits like electrolytes, essential vitamins, and clinically tested nutrients. With 3 times the electrolytes of leading sports drinks, plus 8 vitamins and nutrients in a single stick, it's clear why Liquid IV is the #1 powdered hydration brand in America. And I mean, yeah, vitamins and electrolytes are nice and all, but what about taste? They've got white peach, green grape, raspberry melon, and my favorite, lemon lime. Tastes great to me. Turn your ordinary water into extraordinary hydration with Liquid IV. Get 20% off your first order of Liquid IV when you go to liquidiv.com and use code R/ at checkout. That's 20% off your first order when you shop Better Hydration today using promo code R/ at liquidiv.com. Welcome to R/ Am I the Butthole, where OP's brother almost kills his daughter. Am I the butthole for kicking out my brother and nephew because they played a dangerous prank on my daughter? My brother and his son, Eli, who's 9, recently got evicted because my brother lost his job. My wife and I took them in because we have more room in our house than my aging parents have in their condo. My wife and I have a daughter, Naomi, who's 12. Now, my brother considers himself a jokester, and that was funny when we were kids, but in my opinion, it's immature at his age. He's passed this on to Eli, which is funny since he's 9. Eli's favorite prank is hiding other people's things. Naomi is deathly allergic to many common things, so having an EpiPen on hand is absolutely necessary. 2 weeks ago, Eli hid Naomi's EpiPen and she freaked out. She wasn't having an allergic reaction at the time, but still. The thing is, the EpiPen was on a shelf which Eli is too short to reach. My brother admitted to helping Eli with his prank, and I chewed him out about it. I told him that if he or Eli hid Naomi's EpiPen again, I'd kick them out. I explained how Naomi could die without it, and my brothers seemed to understand. Last week, Naomi actually did have an allergic reaction and needed her EpiPen, but it wasn't where she'd put it. Eli rushed up to the guest room to get it, and thank goodness we were able to inject her before it got really bad. After I was done helping my daughter, I told my brother to get packing. He said that I wasn't being fair because Eli had stolen it on his own time, that it was just a prank, and Eli's just a little kid, etc. Pretty much everyone is pissed at me because my parents really don't have that much space for 2 extra people in their home. They're calling me heartless for kicking them out over a kid's prank. What if Eli hadn't been there when the allergic reaction happened? What if he'd been at school or at soccer practice or out riding his bike? Would Naomi just be f***ing dead? Some kid's prank then. OP, you get 0 out of 5 buttholes. Honestly, I think you showed an incredible amount of grace and understanding by giving them a second chance, but the fact that they did it again after you specifically established that boundary means they gotta go. Kick them out same day. I wouldn't even feel bad about it. I wouldn't even make a Reddit post about it. I would feel completely justified. Get the fuck out of my house. OP, you get 0 out of 5 buttholes. Your brother and nephew get 3 out of 5 buttholes.
Am I the butthole for calling the cops on my boyfriend for locking me in the bathroom? I'm a 20-year-old woman and my boyfriend is 27. We've been together for 2 years. Other than this event, he's really so kind to me and so good. I've never, ever seen him like this. So I went out to a coffee shop to study with a few friends. I'm in university and we have our midterms this week. I was there from about 8 a.m. to noon on Sunday. My roommate is one of the people I was studying with, and she's also my best friend. I let her know that after studying, I was going to go to my boyfriend's. Well, when I got to my boyfriend's, he told me that I smelled like coffee. My clothes and my hair, he means. I said, oh yeah, probably because, again, I was sitting in the cafe for like 4 hours. He said that he really couldn't stand the smell and he needed me to change. I was planning on spending the night, so I had clothes, but I really didn't want to change right then and there, which is not a hill worth dying on, I see that now. It started a kind of heated argument. I ended up snapping on him and telling him to stop and leave me alone or I'd leave. After I raised my voice, my boyfriend grabbed me by my shoulders and literally forced me into the bathroom. He locked me in there. I don't know how. Wait, hold on. He locked you in the bathroom? It locks from the outside? I was banging on the door and he told me he wouldn't let me out until I washed my hair. I tried to get out for like 45 minutes, but he literally wouldn't let me out. We were arguing through the door. Eventually, I just got in the shower, but even after then, he wouldn't let me out. At this point, I was sobbing because I had a throbbing headache and I wanted to get out and was feeling claustrophobic. He kept me in there for 3 effing hours. I was sitting down in my towel, sobbing and begging, and he just wouldn't let me out. Eventually, I realized that I had my phone and called the cops. I don't know why, I was just so desperate. I didn't want him to get in trouble. I just wanted my clothes and to get out of the bathroom. The police showed up, my boyfriend let me out, and they talked to both of us for a long time. Obviously, nothing serious ended up happening, but my boyfriend has been effing pissed. He yelled at me so much when they left, asked me if I was an idiot, and if I realized how much trouble we both could have gotten in. I told him that he shouldn't have locked me in there then, and that I was sorry, but not really. He hasn't accepted my apologies. Am I the butthole for this? Alright, hold on. I gotta check OP's comments here. Because this bathroom situation is fishy. Super, super fishy. Okay, it's really weird to me that he was able to lock the bathroom because typically in houses, doors don't lock from the outside. They lock from the inside. Also, bathroom doors, 99 times out of 100, swing into the bathroom, not out into the hallway. So he couldn't have put a chair up against the door handle. So I have to wonder if this guy, did he install locks on his bathroom so that he could lock someone inside? Because I just don't understand how else this could have physically happened unless he was literally holding the door handle closed for 3 hours, which I kind of doubt. So is OP's boyfriend like an actual psychopath? As in making advanced preparation to lock girls in his bathroom level psychopath? I'm not trying to read too much into this or make the story more dramatic than it really is. It's just, I literally don't understand how he was able to keep the door locked for 3 hours. It doesn't make sense to me. Something's weird about this. Well, OP, it kind of goes without saying you need to dump this guy because he is nutso. Keeping you inside of a bathroom for 3 hours is nutso. OP, I'm giving you 0 out of 5 buttholes. I'm giving him 3 out of 5 buttholes, one for each hour that he kept you locked in the bathroom. Am I the butthole for not returning money that my ex-husband sent to me mistakenly? A few days ago, my ex-husband mistakenly transferred 2 payments of $8,700 and $9,275. He did this around 7:40 a.m. in the morning, and I didn't notice because I just worked a double night shift and I was getting ready for bed. My phone was charging on the nightstand. I guess he realized his mistake around 8:30 a.m., and by then, I was dead asleep. I woke up at around 4 p.m. to at least 100 missed calls, and maybe 150 texts asking and begging me to send him back the money. My initial thoughts were to send back the money, but I remembered that he owed me $12,000 and hasn't paid me back since I lent it to him 4 years ago. And he's had a million excuses why he can't pay me back, and yet I always see him living it up. I kept the $12,000 that he owed me and returned only the $5,975 and told him that I deducted his debt. Since then, I've had him call me every name in the book because this was apparently money he was saving to buy his girlfriend an engagement ring.
So, according to him, he had to tell her. As a result, this ruined the surprise engagement that he planned for next weekend. His girlfriend has been bad-mouthing me, and it's caused a bit of a shitstorm with me having to shut down my social media, and even his parents, who I had a cordial relationship with, has been impacted by it. I discussed the situation with a friend and colleague, and it was overheard by another colleague, and he's called what I did a dickhead move. And I guess he shared it with a couple of other people, and now I'm not sure anymore on whether I'm being the butthole or not. Is this a butthole move? Also, OP writes an edit. I loaned him the money after our divorce. We've been divorced for 7 years. I loaned him the money 4 years ago after he lost his job and fell behind on bills and rent. This has nothing to do with child support payments, which he's also behind on paying. OP, this is clearly some kind of cosmic karma, the scales being balanced, because this is the only opportunity you will ever get to see that money again. Maybe if he dies and you sue his estate for the remaining money, then you might see it back, but I wouldn't count on it. OP, I'm on your side here. You get 0 out of 5 buttholes. Your ex-husband gets 2 out of 5 buttholes. Am I the butthole for telling my husband that if he pays me an hourly rate, I'll do more housework? I'm a steam fitter, and guys, I had to look up what a steam fitter is. It's basically someone who installs specialized pipes meant to handle grease and chemicals and crazy stuff like that. I've been at it for a while, and I'm now a supervisor. With bonuses and incentives, I earn over $100 an hour. I also work out of town. I started doing that once the kids were old enough to take care of themselves with their dad at home. So I started when my youngest was in middle school and the oldest was a junior in high school. It's great. Our retirement savings are piling up and we've been able to splurge on the kids and ourselves. My husband is upset, however, because I decided to pay for a cleaning lady. He and I discussed it and we agreed that him and the kids didn't do a great job keeping the house clean and tidy while I was away. I hated coming home to a mess. It caused a few fights because it was like they expected me to come home and clean up after them. Having a maid is fantastic. I come home to a clean house and I'm happier. My kids have more time to study and do extracurriculars. They still have chores and they're expected to clean up after themselves. My husband came to me last time I was home and said that we should cut back on the service when I'm home. That I should be doing more housework. He thinks that we're wasting money. I said that I work 14 days in a row, and those are 13-hour days. Yeah, it's mostly paperwork, but his job as a teacher isn't much more physically challenging. I said that I could offer him two options. If he wanted, we could completely get rid of the service, and him and the kids could make sure the house was in good shape when I get home. Or he could pay me my hourly rate to do extra housework when I'm on my days off. He's upset with me because he says that I'm being financially manipulative. I think that if he and the kids actually did what they're supposed to do when I'm away, none of this would be an issue. Yo, this is a stupid argument. So it sounds like OP has one of those jobs where she travels and works nonstop for like 2 weeks straight and then comes home for, you know, a week off or whatever. So to think that her husband and her two teenage kids can't spend one day out of 14 days to clean the house to get ready for their mom slash wife, then they are incredibly lazy. OP, your husband is both lazy and greedy, and possibly also a misogynist because he seems to think that cleaning house is a woman's job, even though clearly you wear the pants in the relationship. OP, you get 0 out of 5 buttholes. I'm giving your husband 2 out of 5 buttholes. Am I the butthole for telling my son to pay back the money that he spent on his online girlfriend? I'm a 45-year-old man, and I have a 16-year-old son who loves to play video games. I purchased him a PlayStation 5 for his birthday last year, and he plays online with his friends. He's been telling me that he's been chatting online with a girl who's 15, and they've slowly started dating. They don't talk over the microphone because hers broke, and he has no idea what she looks like. I told him to be careful what he sends her and not to give her any personal information. My son has his own credit card with a limit on it, and I told him not to go over the limit and only use it for emergencies. I got a credit card bill for this month, and there were charges repeatedly for the game he plays and charges of $50 to $100. I was furious. I approached him with the bill and asked him what these charges were. He told me that his girlfriend wanted new stuff for the game and would break up with him if he didn't purchase them. I told him that I would pay the charges and that he would have to pay me back the money. I told him there were many jobs that would hire him. He got angry with me and said that he wouldn't have time to work because he plays sports and school. I told him that if he was able to balance working and school, he should have no problem doing it. I took his credit card away. He's not speaking to me now, only if it's in regard to being picked up or needing a ride to see his friends. He's mad that I'm making him pay the money back and get a job. Okay, alright. Even if, and this is a big if, capital, underlined, bold, even if this guy is spending money on a real girl, which we all know he's not, he should still have to pay back the money, right? If this is a completely wholesome, normal relationship between a 16-year-old boy and a 15-year-old girl, then if he spends your money on your credit card to buy gifts for her, then he should have to pay it back. The problem is, on top of that, is that he's obviously, painfully obviously getting scammed. Yo, it's 2024. Are we really supposed to believe that a 15-year-old girl has no way to confirm her voice? To send a picture? This is the most online we've ever been in our entire lives. And oh, I'm just a 15-year-old girl without a phone or without a microphone. I can't talk to you except by text. This is the oldest scam in the book. The real concern here isn't that your son is spending money. The real concern is that he's a sucker. OP, you get 0 out of 5 buttholes. I'm giving your son 1 out of 5 buttholes. That was r/AmITheButthole. And if you like this content, be sure to follow my podcast because I put out new Reddit podcast episodes every single day.